This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is moving staff out of Washington, D.C., and as CPR's Caitlin Kim reports, Colorado is one place those people may be moving to.
In a statement, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says the department will move, quote, our key services outside the Beltway and into great American cities across the country. Fort Collins is one of five cities or hub locations employees will be relocated to. The city already has two USDA offices. It's part of a reorganization to realign core operations of the department to better support farming, ranching, and forestry. The department also says this is another step in the process of reducing its overall workforce. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado has recorded its 16th case of measles this year. The health department says it's in an out-of-state resident. It released a pair of potential exposure locations from earlier this month in Gunnison County. One is a trading post in Almont. The other is the Gunnison Valley Health Hospital. Measles is highly contagious. It can lead to serious health problems, but it is preventable by the MMR vaccine. Of the 16 cases, most are in unvaccinated people or those with unknown vaccine status. Colorado's community college system will soon have a new chancellor. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The systems board named Dr. Maria Elena DeSanctis as the sole finalist for the job. DeSanctis currently serves as president of the Community College of Denver. She will be the first Latina in Colorado history to lead the statewide network of 13 colleges. The system serves more than 124,000 students who play a major role in building Colorado's skilled workforce. The board will vote on DeSanctis' confirmation at its August 6th meeting. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 2:06.